And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Hello, Arthur. With me here in beautiful Cleveland is Bridget. And we're going to talk about aging and skin and how to keep your hands young. But Bridget said that your soap, she just told me that your soap was the the Clean Time, I think it's called, T-H-Y-M-E, Clean Time. Where did, how do they get that? How did she get it?
How did you get it?
I liked your Facebook page and then saw the thing that you posted on Facebook, clicked on your website from there, and then it was shipped to my house.
So it's Dr. Perry's, PERRYS.com. Is that right?
That's right. And there is an 800 number for those listeners out there, Mike, who do not like using the computer. And I know there are still three or four of those out there. So that number is 855-940-1900. 855-940-1900.
And, of course, we're in the You Beauty segment, but I want to bring up one thing because of a question from a listener that I thought was important enough. She said, you told us about red meat and four-legged animal fat. I thought coconut was good for the brain. Well, this was a story from last week. And Angie has emailed me. Angie, the coconut and palm oil are inflammatory. So don't believe the marketing hype that they're different than the other saturated fats. They aren't in the body as far as we can tell. They look like they cause the same thing. That is, they inhibit the clearance of the amyloid protein from the brain and are associated in animal models and in human, if you will, studies. There's a great increase in those people who have saturated fat with lack of clearance of these things that cause memory dysfunction in your brain. So saturated fat, whether from red meat, two-legged animal skin, or palm or coconut oil, inhibit the clearance of the things in the brain that is called amyloid protein and tau protein. Anyway, Arthur, let's go to a different subject, which is my hands. I'm already looking old. What do I do about it? That's not true, by the way.
Well, Mike, I know. Well, you look so young. You know, it's hard to believe you're now 43 years old, I'll tell you. But the
get my heart rate up to exactly that. Well, to 44. Yeah, I get my heart rate up to 176 at least twice a week during exercise, which gives me a heart rate age, if you will, of 44. So thank you.
You're very welcome. I knew that looking at you. So here's the story. The rest of us, not Mike Roizen, but the rest of us age normally. You know, he's some sort of an android. But the rest of us begin to age about when you hit 30. So you're almost there, just another 15 years for you, Bridget. And
yay,
you'll be there. Right. And you know, plastic surgeons have spent so much time worrying about aging faces, you know, about drooping eyelids and jowls and brown spots on the face and wrinkles around the mouth. But you see these people who have undergone facial rejuvenative surgery, and their face looks 50 and their hands look 80. You know, it's almost comical. So in the last five or so years, plastic surgeons have begun paying attention to that other part of the body that's exposed outside of clothing, the hands and the forearms. And a whole range of procedures have been developed over the last few years to make your hands look as young as your face, Bridget. So what happens as we get older? Our skin thins. We know that.
Now, does the skin thin more in some places than others? Like, does it thin more? It seems to me on the lower legs and arms, it skins more than on the face. Is that right, or is that an illusion that I get just because I see where the elderly look like they're bruised more?
Yeah, it thins in areas that are sun exposed faster, because the sun causes a fair amount of damage, and it accelerates the destruction of collagen. That's why. So it could be the face, hands, legs. But if someone, particularly a woman, has used sunscreen her entire life on her face, like so many people do use, but they neglect their arms and legs, that's when you'll see aging forearms, hands, and legs before the normal aging of the face.
Or chest.
What's
that? I feel like a lot of women forget to put sunscreen on their chest. And then, you know, when you see women that have really, like, wrinkly chests, it looks gross.
And that's a technical term. Thank you. Yes, it looks wrinkled and with splotchy pigmentation of the upper chest. That's correct. We're addressing that also. So believe it or not, we're doing things for brown splotchy pigmentation, not only the hands, I'm glad you brought that up, but on the upper chest and lower neck area. And we're using peels, the same peels, trichloroacetic acid. That's a TCA peel. On the hands, on the arms, and on the upper neck. We have to be more careful in those areas because we might heal a peel on the face in 5 days, but it takes 7 to 9 days to heal that same peel on the hands. We have to be very careful.
Now, wait a second. So we use a peel on all aging skin, and that takes away some of the brown spots. And what else does it take away?
It stimulates a little collagen to form. So collagen is that structural layer of the skin.
So it thickens the skin a little bit.
That's correct. So that's what a peel does. And it's a little uncomfortable to do, but less uncomfortable on the hands and forearms than on the face. Most people on the face tell me, I haven't had one because I too have a youthful face. but my patients tell me that it's fairly painful on the face, and on the hands, it's more of a mild stinging. And the reason for that, of course, is there are less nerve endings on the backs of the hands and on the forearms. So we do a peel, and there have been studies that have shown that the peel and the laser and cryotherapy, that means freezing off the brown spots, are all fairly equivalent in how they function. But the thing is, it's more expensive, yes it is, to have a laser, and you're more likely to get white spot.
So on top of this peel, when we come back, on top of the peel, we're going to have you tell us what we do next. So we've put the peel on certain key areas, such as the back of the hands. Do we put it on the face at all, Arthur?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
that is
so we put the peel on the back of the hands and the face, and then we wait for it to, I suppose, do its thing. You get a little red. How long does it heal, and do you put anything on while it's healing? That'll be the next questions we have to ask you.
And what age you start
I'm ready
doing
for
them?
And what age do we start, Bridget wants to know. Is she too old to start? Should she have started 30 years ago?
Bridget was an egg 30 years ago. So she was a thought 30 years
ago. That is true.
Now, do you want those answers now or after the break, Mike?
We'll take them after the break on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with, obviously, young Dr. Mike Roizen, Bridget, and Dr. Arthur Perry on the YouBeauty.com segment. You can call Arthur, by the way, to order. Since we've had another question about it, they said, what was the 800 number? It wasn't 800. It was an 855 number, 855-940-1900. 855-940-1900. And by the way, you can call us at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, and talk to Arthur directly. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Radio, and you can find us all the time at archived at radiomd.com. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.